Blog Talk Radio.
How you guys doing out there? What you laughing at? What you laughing at? It's just funny what happens before the show. One day we're going to have some behind the scenes. We have to film all the stuff that happens behind the scenes for the Witch and the Wizard. Catch talk. Don't they? They don't want to see all
of that. That's crazy.
We're going to watch that show.
They're
going to tune in the middle of their show because they off.
Yeah.
All right. They got a lot going on. Hi, Love Tubers. Look, Love Tubers. We are live on Valerie Love YouTube channel. We are live on The Witch and the Wizard. Hi! We are live on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, Blog Talk Radio. How you doing? How you love?
Hey. W.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, we do a W for the Witch and the Wizard.
Yes.
Anyways, let's get right into
with
it.
That.
All right, let's get straight into it.
Straight into it, because people already told us, y'all do too much chatting up top, so we are not going to do all that chatting up top.
They
we have a powerful show.
They told me that.
I was the one doing all the chat.
No, I'm not saying.
Sure. Mind up for us today on polyamory. This is going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. Stay in the shot, Wizards. You all off, but stay in the shot. Look. What?
Catch you the
He's like, I know you got to tell us this. All right. Polyamory. What is it? So,
Before we go anywhere, let's talk about the name. I know you're going to give them the good.
All right.
We're talking about polyamory. Correct me if I'm wrong. The bit that I know, poly is a Greek word which means like many.
Multi.
Nations.
Yeah.
And
multiple.
And
right.
Emery comes from the Latin word amor.
Amor. Oh, he's the Latin one.
He so,
yeah, he
so I don't know how this happened, but what I'm thinking is this. Well, I'm not going to say it was Latin male, so I'm going to reverse it. I don't want to blame it on us. So I'm going to say that there was a Latin woman who seduced a Greek man.
Got it.
Exactly. Who seduced a Greek man, and he was like, I'll explain.
Polyamory.
I'll explain this to my family. The Greeks don't do this. Maybe the Romans, but not us. So she was like, well, let's make them understand, because, you know, fast Latinos are savvy.
Yes.
Like, we make them understand. Get half your word and half mine. What do we want? Many lovers. How do you say poly in Greek? I mean, a lot in Greek. And she's probably like, and we put amor.
Amor.
And then you family happy, my family happy. We make new religion or something, I don't know. New Facebook group. Poly, amor. And you probably amori, and me too. Everybody happy, you happy, your girlfriend happy, my boyfriend happy, all that way, everything very good. Very good, okay? Okay, papi, go. Go, because my boyfriend come in 2 minutes.
I'm so sure that is not what happened.
I'm just saying. I don't kind of reach but it is a Greek in the Latin.
Wow.
That is what it is, good witch.
Sure, we got...
Let's get on with this show. Now I took up the first part of the show talking.
I'm sure that maybe it was something like that. You never know. So let's go to...
Thank all that.
She probably
wasn't even Latin. She was probably Dominican. And she's like, we're not going to blame that on Dominicans. So let's say Latin. Yes, everybody knows Latin. Latin came from the all these Spanish languages are derivative from the Latin language.
That's right.
So let's blame it on the Latinos.
Right.
On the Latin.
Yeah. All right. Let's get some comments. Since we got to see the comments, that's why the laptop. Because you got to follow the comments on the Witch and the Wizard channel.
Oh, we have time. Tell them about, or we could just pull it up here.
We can pull it up here, however.
But while we look at the comments, just
we have
look
the comments
at,
on
just
my
look at.
Oh,
so, are we going to. Good. Let them know, and I'll read some of the comments for you.
All right, wonderful.
Let them know what it is.
Polyamory. So polyamory is actually loving more. So what we have here is a definition. So I pulled up the definition, and I'm so happy because we can keep it on track. We're on the radio. Hello to all of our Blog Talk listeners.
Tania and Aisha.
Hi.
What's up?
All right, and thank you so much for tuning in. I love you. We love you. Here's why we love you. Lovemore.com. I think a lot of us thought what it is or what it's not. So let's talk about what it is. Polyamory refers to romantic love with more than one person. Honestly, let's not just run out there and be texting everybody, people. Wait, hold the phone. Right? Because some people just like that first part, they'll say, oh, refers to romantic love with more than one person. Sure, and they're off.
What I've been doing has been fine all along. Told you, girl.
There's four.
You heard that, Roberto.
Now, before you go any further, it says, with more than one person, honestly, ethically, and with the full knowledge and consent of all concerned.
Mm.
Isn't that something?
That changes
everything. Right, with the full knowledge and consent of all concerned. So this is just not texting everybody that you feel like texting.
Yeah.
Polyamory often includes multiple long-term committed relationships, which a lot of people also don't realize. That a lot of polyamory a long time ago, and she was in a polyamorous relationship with a husband and a wife. She was the girlfriend of the wife and the husband. So three of them loving more. And they're
all going to date each other.
Everybody's got to date each other. When you have a couple that is a polyamorous couple, before they can get another person in this relationship, both people have to date the new person. So the new person has to date both the husband and wife, let's say. Now, it also says that either separately or together, but it can also come in many different forms. Here's three examples that they give. One is an opolyamorous relationship. So you have like a marriage, but it's an open marriage in which the partners involved remain open to the possibility of additional lovers and relationships. The second one, that's probably a common one, right? Like an open marriage sort of kind of experience. The second one is polyfidelity.
Mm.
Oh, that's a new word, polyfidelity.
That wasn't a Latino that came up with
that. That was maybe an American person that came up with that. Polyfidelity.
I was trying to hold it down.
Isn't that something? Three or more people, polyfidelity, three or more people commit to having a closed relationship with each other and not getting involved with anyone outside the group. Well, it looks like a group, maybe of three or four, and they're together.
It's like a conservative group, like, we're going to hang inside here.
Right.
But you better not get out of this one.
You ain't getting out of this circle. This
you got one end, that's about it.
And that's it, right?
That girl who the husband's going to do it anyway, and she's like, look, dude. Fine, this is it.
just me, her, and you.
Because if not, I'm getting that 6'5 brother, 280 pounds of muscle.
That might do go more.
Or the
other way around.
There's a lot of guys that are into that, you know.
Absolutely. So this is the polyfidelity, the small group of people, and they commit to the group. And then third is single polyamorous, which I think I may be. Single polyamorous is who may have several loves without a primary commitment to any one person, and who may or may not be looking for long-term partnership. I kind of think I'm like that, because I thought polyamory was crazy until thought it was just some swingers do just they're all crazy because they're just all hopping in bed with each other. I had the inaccurate view. Until I saw Lisa Ling's show. Lisa Ling did a show, oh my goodness, and she explored the polyamorous community.
Yeah.
And really went inside the relationship. And they were really loving relationships. And when I saw that whole thing from the inside out and understood really what polyamory was, I was fascinated. I was floored. I was amazed. And I also felt like it was more authentic to how human beings really are, and it requires people to be more grown up.
Okay. I mean, I would agree with that because there's so many layers, and I know with everything that I talk for her to look at. There are so many layers. But it's really deep. And to me, you're going to have to be more grown up if you're really doing it. Now, if you're just wilding out,
and
sleeping
you're just
around,
then
there's no grown-upness to that. I mean,
right.
You're just trifling. And that's fine if that's where you're at, because I think everybody has a different path, a different place where they are in their life, and we all go through the things that we need to go through to get to where we're supposed to be.
Yeah, because I used to be a tipper, just being honest and transparent.
I think everybody was a tipper.
But
someone's
like,
not a tipper.
Creep, like Luther used to say.
Somebody.
Tripping back in the middle of the night and we're trying to be quiet. That's.
Oh, no. I'll be scared if I get a non-tip. How do I know you're not trying to tip later?
Right.
I don't know what's going on.
It's not about
tipping.
It's really about, or creeping. It's about being grown. It's about being honest up front. It's about saying how you really feel, where you really are. I think it does take a lot of,
It does if you're in that situation or if that's what you want to be. Because I think that if you really look at it, I mean, we talk about love and how love and relationships are all
11-11. We always pray at 11-11, so pause for a moment.
Yeah, real quick. Pray to all of our people. We pray for all of y'all. So, I lost my train of thought, but like I was talking about, relationships are all very similar. It's just the level of intimacy that changes. So when we look at it, that is something that could be possible if that's the style of life you're in, or if that's what makes you happy, or if you're really, truly into that. But I think that the point is really knowing and understanding it and, like, doing that self-check. Like, is this really what I want? Like, am I just trying to be trifling?
Right. Am I just trying to sleep around with a whole bunch of people?
Yeah. Is it something different? What is it really? So,
what is it really?
And if there's something that you really want, you do have to be grown, because you have to have a certain level of awareness and responsibility and openness and caring and definitely security.
Woo! You got to have a lot of security. Because in one of these polyamorous situations, there was the husband and the wife, mm-hmm. and the husband had another friend who knew both the husband and the wife, and the husband wanted another friend. And the wife, they both agreed. And the woman would come over every so often. And the wife would say, okay, hubby. And the hubby goes into the other room with the wife. And they're in there for however long. And she's in her own room. And they were in the same house. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you have to really be secure within yourself. Or we're almost like in the days of Solomon, where in the days of Solomon, of course, he had concubines, he had thousand wives, he had concubines, or hopefully, prayerfully, everyone's at choice. The woman and the man are both at choice.
Now, that relationship, did she do the same? Did he go to his concubine while she was getting smashed out or have her relationship?
Interesting. Because in polyamory, you can't.
And
right?
that's what I would be checking.
Yeah.
Because if I'm a woman and you want to smash, I'll be like, so when I bring somebody over here that's going to blow my back out. Because I'm going to make sure. If they don't do it, if they're going to look like it, because I want to check if you just been an animal.
Right.
If you just checked your rock
really
off.
Secure. Yeah.
Yeah. Because,
or this is real.
Yeah, because the other part of that is that if you're doing that, I mean, as a woman or as a man, I might not want that. And if I don't want that, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Just because my partner's going
to
buy it.
Because your partner doesn't have to. Both people don't have to say they want another partner.
But what I'm sure about is that what does it feel like? Because I
mm-hmm.
think that it has to be real, and I believe that if we're looking at something like this, I would want to excavate at all levels. Is it real for him? Is it real for me? Is it really real? Is he going to act up? Is he as mature as I am that I'm handling this?
The third person doing?
Yeah. Or... Yeah, we get to that another part. That's why I probably would never even agree to that, because I'm like, who are you bringing on? What they're doing?
What are they doing?
Why do I even want them in here? Why do you want them in here? But that's a whole other different thing. But my thing is this, is that what I would want to do is check, am I settling? he's over there banging somebody out or is peeping on somebody. Am I doing this because, one,
keep him happy.
To keep him happy. Two,
or to keep him.
Let me just two.
let me
let the because you know what I'm going to say. That's why I'm saying it, which is great. Because we be in tune. Yeah. So to keep him on three, so is it really, do I have low self-worth? Is my self-esteem messed up? I don't even want to be around him? Am I like, yo, please, somebody? Because I've been there. I told
girlfriend, take him on my hand.
I've been there. I've been there. And I'm like, man, what time do you want to come over? Because I would love to be alone for a couple of hours.
Right.
You know, and so I would want to see what it is
what
that I'm really get to me. Mm. Because I think that we all need to check on our levels, because then we really know what's going on in our relationship, what do we really want, what are we really doing. Because a lot of times we don't know, and we're stuck. And, you know, relationships are so deep. But
so
go ahead.
Deep. Then, here was the best part I loved about the Lisa Ling show.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love that name.
Lisa Ling. I love her. Lisa Ling. I love her. This was the best part about it, that the main character of the show was a woman, been with a man for quite a long time, and then she was wanting another man in her experience.
Okay.
And her man didn't want another woman. She wanted another man. And she found this other man. And I don't even know if she wanted another man. It's more they were both open to the possibility of uploading for her. They're always open to that possibility, right? Because you never know when you may come to a place where it's going to be loved more. So anyway, the guy that she liked, he had to actually come and date both her and her man so that her man could approve of him. In the show, he was dating them. He was dating both of them.
That sounds pretty good.
It does. I thought that was a smart idea. And then, once he continued dating them, her man said, he's a go. Because both of them have to agree on this other person.
Was her man trying to get in on it too? Or was he just like, all right, I'm cool with him?
Oh, the other man liked both of them. But he knew he wasn't going to be sleeping with the other man.
Let me know when he goes.
Exactly. But then at the end of the show, you should see this scene. They were all three on the sofa.
Yeah.
Her man was here. She was laying across his lap. And the newer man was
getting
on her feet.
Yo.
I was like, I had to figure it out, baby.
Hey.
She had two things. And one was this way, and one was down there rubbing her feet. And they was all on the same page.
When I was in Dubai, you know the four wives thing, right?
Yes.
And I was thinking, I was like, if I was a woman, I probably would be cool with it. If that's what he wanted to do, because I'm like, look, if he's going to do it, he's going to do it anyway. So
everybody's free to do whatever they want to do.
Look, either one, I'm going to get a divorce, or two, I'm going to take control of the situation. You know what I mean, right? I'm going to take control of the situation. So this is what I would say. I would say, listen, baby boy.
Uh-oh.
All right, so I'm the first wife. Ooh.
Number one.
I need you to bring me one that's hot and spicy.
Ooh.
I need you to bring one that cooks really well.
Ooh, I need one to clean up this house.
And I need one that that's a nanny. So I could come, and I'm going to be the supervisor.
You're going to be the supervisor.
I'm going to come to the house like, Ning Ning. The clothes, that's not how you press them. I need all this done by 3 o'clock. Then I'm going to go to the other one. Dinner, we on a ketogenic diet now. So Google your stuff. Or look at your inbox. Look at your inbox. I sent you some ideas, but you need to do that yourself. Because you have 24 hours to do all this.
Wow.
And then the hot one, I'm going to be like, look, girl, first of all, you haven't gone to the gym today. Second of all, he's coming at 5. So
be ready.
Be ready to warm him up. Be ready to then leave when he's ready to smash off, because then I'm jumping in. You better get him ready for me. Then he's going to leave. And I don't know what toys you got, but work that out. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to take control of the situation.
How you would run it?
That's how I would run it. Or whatever the situation may be. If I don't want to leave, because, I mean, your thing is, all right, so you got a divorce or you're part of it. You know what I mean? So it just depends what's in your capacity and
what you can handle.
What you can handle, how and why. Because my thing would be like, all right, why am I not leaving? Mm-hmm. Why would I stay? Do I really want to stay? I mean, at some point, you're just like, it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter. Well, see, I'm open to it as long as both parties are in the same place with it. And that's where it's not always, you know, on par. If one person is a no, one person is a yes, you got to work that out in your relationship. And if both people are on the same page with it, then that's a different entire life. That perhaps you really love a person, really in a great relationship with them. It doesn't mean that you can't love more, that you can love more than one person.
Well, we all know that that's true to in a lot of senses, because you love your sister, you love your cousin, you love your brother, you love your children, you love everybody differently. I think where it is, it just depends what's going on. You know, what are your responsibilities on this earth? Because like you said, everybody should know. I mean, you still have, as much as we want to go to outer space and be in the cosmos, okay, or as much as we go there, we still have to come back and be like, oh, we have to pay bills.
Yeah.
We still live in this world. Yeah, so then you do have responsibilities to whoever you're with, to your legal status, you know, whether you're married or not.
Kids.
Exactly. How is it going to affect people? How are you going to deal with that? From what I've learned is that you don't necessarily have to have sex with people.
You don't have
like,
to have sex without sex.
Yeah, yeah.
People can't believe that.
Yeah. And that just might not be it, because sex is not always what people make it out to be. And I think that a lot of times we steer to that, and I say we, speaking about usually the men, because that's what we know a lot of times, or that's what we look at, but that isn't always a solution. I mean, there's been times where I've been friends with someone, and just having someone to talk to, have dinner with, of the opposite sex, like, that was enough. Like, I can go home and be cool, and I didn't need to do anything else.
Yeah.
And get into a deeper mess. Plus, my huge issue is, like, you can't just sleep around with people. Like, that's out of order. Yeah, like,
that's not it.
Your spirituality is jacked up.
You're messing up your
karma. Yeah, yeah.
It's not the way to go.
Yeah, so.
We got lots of comments. Hey, look at the comments. Love your videos. Thank you. Juicy topic, isn't it? My daughter's on. Hey, Empress Lock Life. That's my daughter.
Empress!
That's right!
Happy to see you guys!
At the retreat. Loving this. Thank you. Right. It seems to always be advantage of the man. Interesting, Empress Lock Life. So now we see.
Who's Empress Lock Life?
Empress Lock Life is my daughter. This one right here.
She said it seems to be the advantage of the man.
Yes.
Empress.
The man.
I think when that happens, it's crazy because society has been built, and that's probably one of my biggest issues growing up, like with some of the men in my family, in my house or whatever, that society wants to build this machismo, especially in the Latino household. It's like, you only got one girlfriend. You know, like, I remember one of my family members asked him, how do you know when you're in love? He's like, love? What love? You heard this one.
Oh, right.
You don't love anybody. You take who loves you, then you hit them. You hit them off in the bedroom, and when they don't want anymore, you kill them more. And then, like, we have to break all of that. Like, we're all people. We're all humans.
Yes.
We all have feelings and emotions.
Yes.
It breaks off with the man because women have a better consciousness when it comes to that and better control and to kind of decipher through the lust and all these layers of emotions that a lot of times men, we don't do. So that, the testosterone and the daredness of, and the stupidity of us. I'm trying to smash more. Girl.
I'm loving more.
Yeah, so society, most of the time when we see the man taking advantage, that's part of what society has done for us.
Yes.
But women, you don't have to accept that. Because
that's right. That's what women don't accept.
Because guess what? You have the real prize.
Hello.
Between your legs and
you
inside your head. Exactly. So shut it down.
Shut down the cookies. Shut down the cookies.
God didn't make me a woman because that would have been bad. I would have had everything and a virgin still.
And shoot it at
exactly. With a lot of followers.
Everybody coming. Yeah. Nobody get nothing.
No.
Just like Medea said, click, clink. Mm-hmm. Lock it. Give it up. Begin venture and the movie. She said if you lock it down, cars, yachts, all of that. Lock it down, sisters. Lock it down. Ka-clink. Until you really get to what is it about? What am I experiencing? What is he or she experiencing?
And
what are we to do?
What are the intentions?
Purpose?
Are you clear with your intentions?
Mm.
Guess what? If you want to be scandalous or you
scandalous.
Just want to smash off and mess around, that's fine, but you might not be able to do it here. But, I mean, what are really your intentions? And then there's some women that might be fine with that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like you getting somebody younger or somebody who wants to finally look into polyamory or something, and that's not the relationship you were in. I mean, it's your turn, time to decide. I mean, this person's going to go through growing pains. They're going to make mistakes. What are their intentions? What are your intentions? And you know what's crazy? That I was reading on that I saw somewhere they said since like 2009, which was 8 years ago, obviously, there were over 500,000 polyamorous relationships documented in the U.S.
Were these polyamorous relationships of everybody agreeing to love more, or were these just polyamorous relationships that people were doing what they felt like doing?
I said polyamorous.
Okay.
I didn't say it was a big orgy. 500,000 people are open to orgies. That would have been, the numbers would have been like 2,000 million. 2,000 million? That's not even a number.
Is that too long?
11 million.
Whatever it is.
11,000 billion.
It's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful. I love the loving more concept. So I said, I like how you'll keep calling it loving more. That's because that's what they call it, loving more. So if you go to lovemore.com,
yes.
That is an incredible 501c3 organization that really teaches people. They are enlightening people about polyamory. So we got 2 more minutes on the show. Well, just a couple of minutes to wrap up the show on blog. What do we want to say about really the considerations to you? So we know what loving more is, what polyamory is, know what it's not. And now what are the considerations if you're going to take your relationship in this direction? What are the considerations? What would you say?
We touched on there. We touched on what are your intentions? What are his intentions?
How secure are you?
Or what it really is and what it really means to you. Are you clear on it? And we could talk about, is it worth it or not? Are you secure or not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it depends what it really means to you. And is that really a lifestyle that you want to dip into? I mean, you might want to practice it and then get out of it. You might not. I don't judge people for what they choose to do because everybody has their own. And if we look at our path to get to where we are, I mean, who are we to ever judge anyone?
Can't judge.
No, never.
My thing is that you got to know thyself. And for everybody, with everything is spirituality. And this whole channel is about spirituality. The Witch's Wizard channel is about spirituality. And this entire show, everything we do, is about ascension, about taking you higher, right? It's about taking all of us higher. Because that's how work here on the planet. So it's about know thyself. First law of spirituality. They say back in the day, there was an oracle who lived in Delphi. And she sat in the temple. So people would come, try to get their dreams interpreted, all of that. And there was a sign over the temple. Maybe we didn't hear it. Maybe we weren't tuned in.
Or we don't want to hear it.
We don't want to hear it. We don't want to accept it. Like, I heard that, but go away, God.
Right,
I ain't trying to do all that today, God. Your voice of threat, the voice of love, speaking within us, the voice of conscience. That is the God voice, the still small voice. To everyone, and that's what you have to say with
me. Nothing much. You got it all covered, but are we doing a
reading
next week? Or
let's do one there. Want to hear from there?
Does anybody want to call in?
Or how about we do it on YouTube? Love Tubers. Are we going to end the episode on Blog Talk Radio?
I don't know.
Okay,
on Blog Talk Radio,
we have a few more minutes.
You get cut off. We have usually an extra 15 minutes to play around or to talk some more. So if you want, tune in back so you could hear the readings. And Valerie Love is planning to do a reading on a weekly basis, correct?
Absolutely. We're going to do readings. So look at these comments.
I'm going to start practicing my reading.
Awesome. I can't do that. It's over there in the full moon.
Yeah.
Should I have the full moon?
Yeah. But I'm not doing readings. I'm doing my own readings.
I'm doing readings with that.
Well, I didn't plan on 2 weeks anyway. They were for me. I mean, I left like I'm gangster with it or something.
Hey, never done that. Look, because you is gangster with a lot of your stuff. That's
Well, let's see.
Now, look at some of these messages. That's so, cool. I like Tania. Tania says, I want a wife.
Yeah.
I mean, Tania's loving more. She's loving 12 times more. Good
Lord. Yo, and every month you can flip to the right one.
What are you zodiac? Is you?
The moon is an Aries. You need to stay home. Aries, work hard, die. Tania, love ya. Get it
right.
I love that.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
I love that.
She said, I wish I could get that. Sometimes, like, men aren't just basic. Anymore. People seem to want to go straight to sex.
Oh my God, yes.
Trina, you said that. Yeah, Trina, don't let them go straight to sex. You
don't give it up.
You're the owner because you
lock it down. Lock it down.
Zip it up. Zip it up. Don't let she go.
You can throw it. I'll throw it.
Don't throw it.
Because you know what? A good man will know how to pick that lock. Look, when you find the right one, he might have the old key. He might have
the girl. That's true.
Girl. Oh, my God.
I did get that. Jesus gave me what I said. See?
Yeah.
Because if he's supposed to be there or she's supposed to be there, that will be revealed.
You
right?
Saw what happened when Moses went to the Red Sea, right?
It opened.
Exactly. God will be like,
oh, Lord, shut up with that thing. All right, let's go to Lucy. The biggest thing I learned while experimenting with poly life is to respect each other's boundaries.
Yes.
It's
yes.
A great life.
Yes.
Huge.
It's huge. So, Lucy, I'm going to give you something, though, Lucy. You know I'm always the rebel. I'm always pushing the envelope.
Go for it.
I'm that. No.
This is so good.
I like that, Lucy, but this is the only problem I have with it a little bit. I like to respect the boundaries, but I also rather the person break whatever boundaries or do what they want and I be aware of it, because then I know my boundaries are being broken and you must not fit what I really want.
That's right.
So you might need to go.
That's
so sometimes I want that. But I'm not saying that this is your situation, Lucy, because everybody has a lot of things. Some people have children, investments, houses, timing. I don't know, but in the long run, it usually works out. Like I tell people, do what you want. Because when I find out or I see it, I'll adjust or readjust my process. Everybody, I feel like people should do what they want and things should work out organically.
Yeah.
That's really the person for you. Because if you have a boundary, you're saying, look, don't bring no big booty girl here. That person loves you. They're not going to even want that because it's not because you said it. It's because they feel it, you feel it.
Yeah.
But that's not always the case, Lucy. Love you. Thank you for sharing, though. Love you much.
That's amazing. I love that compliment.
Tiffany, yes.
I have a question about that. So she used the word compliment. And compliments with an I means the person gives you a compliment. But compliments with an E means the person completes you. So it's two different things because in the Bible, it says in the beginning that man, God made man, and he saw, he's not good by himself. You know, I was like, wait a minute, this could be a disaster. Let me get this phone if he's going to survive. Because he was there with all the animals, right?
Yeah.
In the garden, right? To deal with the animals. And then God says, no, let me make a compliment of him. And the compliment was not the word compliment, like I'm going to give you a compliment. It was compliment, woman completes man. Now, we're not talking about masculine. We're not talking about it has to be the gender, male, female, because we're also talking about bi, lesbian, LGBT relationships, being gay, biracial, transgender, because love is love.
Yeah.
We're talking about the divine masculine and the divine feminine, these qualities. So you see a lot of men that have more divine feminine in them, and you see a lot of women that have more divine masculine in them.
Mm-hmm.
So divine masculine, divine feminine doesn't always relate exactly to gender.
Yeah.
So, compliment. So,
yeah.
Coach Tiffany, yeah.
Sacred conjure. I'm sorry about Monique. I got you, and you can get that, girl. I like that.
Somebody said, wife of Liza, I can do that. That's going to be a new website. Wife of Liza. We took it up from polyamory.
Hold on. Yes, communication overcomes the fear of going forward with more. Lucy Castaño, love it. You're absolutely right. I'm with you. Trina B, can we choose who we love?
Can we choose who we love? Are you sure? Who do you love?
You know what? It's crazy because people say, I don't know. How can you blame? You can't choose who you love. You don't always choose it, but at some time, at some point, consciously or subconsciously, you decide to open up and let them in.
Wow.
Because if you shut it down, ain't nobody coming in. And a lot of times, I understand that our perception may seem like that's not so, but I guarantee you, if we look back from a third eye's perspective, you're going to see at some point whether you felt needy or you felt vulnerable or you felt comfortable enough or you let your walls down a little bit, right on over. That's what I think. But your situation might be different. If so, I beg you to let us know, call us. You know, we're always available. I'm open to that. I love conversation, and I love y'all for even being here. So I'm going to give you whatever you need.
Absolutely.
That I can give you.
Coaching, spiritual support, counseling, inspiration, because we have all of that at the retreat. Of course, retreat coming up 2 months from this weekend. May 11th to the 14th.
Ooh, about that. You just say,
choosing
who we love? I think we can, but should we? You want to handle that or you want me to put a little spice on it? I'm going to give you a little intro and then you take it away.
Okay.
Lucy, should we choose? I think we should never choose unless we're spiritually aligned.
Wow.
And we're letting the divine choose that. I just had a conversation with one of my clients today. And we talked about love and choosing and what we want to do. And I realized he was afraid about, well, I told him love should be easy. Relationships come easily. He said, well, no, because easy, I can get a girl who comes easy.
Wow.
And that's easy. So should I fall into that? So I told him, don't play with me because you know I'm spiritual. So you know that easy, trashy easy is not spiritual easy. Spiritual easy, meaning it fits into your life without the thought of even that relationship happening, without that lust. When I see somebody, if I'm single and I see somebody, I'm like, damn, look at that. I'm going to stop right there because that is not of God. That is not of God. So whatever's coming next is going to be out of order. Now, if I'm able to see that and regress and pull back and then make it see it plain for what it is, and with time, things develop easily.
Yeah.
You know, this person is doing what you want to do. You guys are on the same mission, blah, 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 blah. That's what I mean when I mean easy. That was just a little spice on it.
Woo!
Get away.
I got away.
So I wouldn't choose unless I was really, really sure.
Mm.
But that's just me. Maybe I'm too old school.
No, I agree. But here's the other question, really. Love is not a controllable force. Let's also remember that. Not like we can control love. You cannot control love. It's the nature of love, right? Is that it is expansive, but it's God. Everywhere it's always.
It is strong,
it's
powerful.
That's
why we're doing that retreat.
That's why we're doing the retreat. The magical love.
How can that be love? Yummy.
I mean, because you cannot control love. Uncontrollable force. There is the most potent, powerful force we have. And of the love energy and all the different loves that we have, right, the different flavors of love, it's all one. The most potent is the sexual energy. That's why we're having these conversations. Because the sexual energy can take you all the way straight up to God, straight up to heaven. What could be better than sex going to take you up to God? I mean, like, throw in some chocolate. That's a lot. What else do you need? Most people do not know how to sexuality to us
then. Yeah.
That's what we're
doing. Yeah. And to make everything
and pleasure, of course.
Yeah. And of course, but everything is pleasurable. Everything is pleasurable out of mental, physical, and spiritual capacity. And that's one of the greatest things that we bring into the retreat and that we want you to leave with. Because life isn't how we live it and how we put it. Things aren't as difficult as they as we make it seem to be. But I'm also clear that as easy as it is, it's difficult to gain this knowledge and to gain this time to know, which is why we put the retreat together, because it's common sense to a lot of people, but people don't have the training and the information. I mean, we've been so poisoned in this world with what society wants us to believe in and feel that, like, all of this is lost. I mean, sometimes you talk to people about tantra, they're thinking it's about people having an orgy,
people
like some crazy
jumping
thing.
In bed. People
yeah.
always want to think.
Like, you don't understand that you can make love without touching
without
each other.
Ever touch
multiple you. Orgasms. I mean, so many levels of untapped love and power and potency within ourselves and this universe that, like, we have to have this retreat. This is it. We have to. We can't. I mean, her clients and the clients that I had, I mean, that's one of the biggest issues that we have.
That's the biggest issue.
Yeah.
Isn't that just like relationship thing? People cannot get this relationship thing sorted out.
Yeah, and it's not always about, do you have a relationship? Are you happy? Are you not? Like, even people that I know that they're happy because they're not conscious of what's really going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're in the box. And they're like, sure, we're happy.
Yeah,
like,
what?
And then you
they got
start,
used to it.
And then you start having these sessions, and they start thinking, and they're like, oh, my God. Like, oh, that's why I was unhappy. It wasn't work. It was this. And I was like, oh, thanks for showing me that. I didn't show you anything. Like, you're just seeing it through the conversations that we're having and our sessions, because that's one of our biggest values, I believe, our relationship-based and spiritual-based therapeutic, I guess, base. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. So delicious.
Yeah.
So delicious. And really, your soul has one goal, God, and whatever you call it—God, Allah, Jah, Jehovah—you know, Krishna, whatever you call it. Your soul has one, you know, aspiration. It wants to go up. You know, we all desire to ascend, to be in bliss, to be filled, to have this experience. I didn't know how God amazing I was feeling before.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what you're talking about.
Know. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know I was sick.
I didn't even know I was right.
Yeah.
Until you start doing
that.
I thought I was good.
Everybody has an orgasm?
What? Or an hour-long orgasm?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
What? People do that? Right. People don't even understand that's
yeah.
even a possibility.
So there's a million-dollar point for the men? So we can control it with our mind, with our breathing.
Look at that.
There, I can't wait to see the men that come in and to work with some of them.
You're going to work with the men. I'm going to work with the women. Then, of course, we have joint sessions at the retreat. One of the things that I know is that if you do not heal the yoni for women, the sexual energy, if you do not heal the yoni, because a lot of yonis